Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Vera Margaret Welch was born on the 20th of March 1917 in East Ham, an Essex suburb that's now been swallowed up by the unstoppable march of Greater London. Suggs wouldn't like it. Her father was a plumber who wasn't afraid to put his daughter on the stage, and Vera started performing in working men's clubs at the tender age of 7. By the time war broke out, she was a successful singer, having cut a few records and married the musician Harry Lewis, and her radio show Sincerely Yours was launched in 1940. Even if you never lived through the horrors of separation, grief and loneliness that the war threw at this country, it's hard not to feel shivers up your spine at the reedy opening bars of We'll Meet Again or the White Cliffs of Dover. Dame Vera Lynn is now 92. She's been widowed herself, but she still works for her veterans' charities and has just finished her third autobiography. We are immensely grateful to her for telling us about her Inheritance Tracks, and here they are.
Well, there's a song that I shall always remember, because when I was about 9... I entered a talent contest in Canning Town, run by a man called Nat Travers. He was a well-known Cockney comedian, and he used to run these competitions. And I remember singing a song called What Is a Mammy Daddy?
Ever since I lost my wife, I have never been the same.
Oh, yes, I can remember it all very well. I can see the big cinema. I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's gone like so many others.
She left me with a baby boy 5 years ago today.
I wore a red velvet dress because I didn't get first prize, and the audience was not very happy, and they kept shouting out, "What about the little girl in the red velvet dress?
What is a mammy daddy?"
Everyone's got one but me, you know. The audience was in tears. Is she the lady what lives next door? Because it was a Cockney song. Who cooks our dinner and sweeps up the floor?
Sweeps up the floor. I have no mammy to put me to bed or tell me to go out to play.
Can you imagine a little girl of 9 singing that on stage?
Such a very good boy, if you'll bring me a mammy someday.
Anyway, he gave me second prize, and he said to my mother, "Well, I'm sorry about that, but I'm doing another competition next week. If you bring your little girl along, I will guarantee she will get the first prize." So my mother was very indignant. No way. She either earns it properly or she doesn't get it at all.
The kiddie's life, it caused her death. I can't forget the day that is why it grieves me more. Each time I hear him say...
My mother was a dressmaker when she was a young girl, and she used to make all my clothes for me. My father was an ordinary working man. He was a lovely man, very simple man, but my mother was a bit more ambitious. She was the one that sort of pushed me on the stage, as it were, like some stage mums do. So really, that's how I started my career.
I have no mammy to put me to bed.
I had a happy childhood with a nice mummy and daddy. And because I was at 9, I was very sad for the little girl that I was singing about. So that's what I remember most.
If you'll bring me a mammy someday.
Very sad sob song. The song that I would pass on, it has to be We'll Meet Again.
We'll meet again, don't know.
no matter where I've gone in the world, I've always had to sing it. And it's an optimistic song, and it suited any country that I was in. It wasn't a war song. It was just a normal wish that so many people say to somebody when they're parting, you know, oh, we'll meet again. It's a little nice thought to leave on, even if you know you're never going to meet them again. I used it right from the word go when I first started my radio programs that went to all the homes, mums and dads separated, the boys and everything. And I was looking for a song to close the program with. And I remembered We'll Meet Again, because nobody really knew it at that time. The optimistic theme.
But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Some people maybe say, oh, glad not to hear that song again. Like a story I heard once, some Air Force chaps that was getting sick and tired of hearing it in the club that they used to go to, and they got one of the boys to fly up and throw it out. And it was on the Scandinavian borders, and they threw this record out because they were so sick and tired of hearing it. And then when they got back to the camp, all they could hear was me singing it because they had another one.
So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know.
It's nice to think that a song like that meant so much to so many people at that time. It's still appreciated.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Wish I'd have written it.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.